Good afternoon. This is Alex speaking.
Hello, yes. This is Andrea. You had called.
Oh, yes, Andrea. Thank you very much for calling me back. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you doing?
I am doing good. Well, this is Alex, and I am calling about your property that we recently had under contract, the one in, let me pull up my notes, LaSalle Drive. Sorry, not the one, but let me just pull it up so I won't make
it
here. The one in Jackson Street, 1106
yes.
Jackson Street.
Yes,
Yes, let me pull up my notes in here. Yes. So, Andrea, again, my name is Alex, and I am working with Zach. You know, Zach, you spoke with Zach, our acquisitions in the past, and we were actually just talking, just wanted to touch base with you regarding the agreement that you currently have in place with us. You know, we originally had our property, your property under contract, but we are you know, running into some challenges specifically. We've been trying to coordinate with your agent, but unfortunately we've been haven't been able to really make much progress getting in touch with the agent. And
Zach had spoken with him at one time and everything, and the only thing now he was saying that he needed just a copy of the agreement.
Your agent?
That's what from what I understood from Zach on Friday.
That's what we were also trying to I just spoke to him this morning actually, and we've been really trying to get a hold of the agent, but
yeah, he was in a meeting this morning and everything. He had texted me this morning because I had texted him and left him and let him know that you all needed a copy of the agreement.
Did you send it to him?
Huh? To who? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Did you send it? You said that you copy of the agreement.
Yeah, no, my realtor is supposed to be sending it to Zach. He's in a meeting this morning and everything, because I talked to Zach probably right before 5 o'clock on Friday, and I told him I wouldn't be able to get it to him until today, in which I had emailed, my realtor and everything. He's supposed to be getting that to you all today.
Okay. I didn't know that part. We actually just spoke about the property, and we're kind of talking about it since we wanted to purchase the property directly. It seems that like just having a legal or like a current binding agreement with your agent will put us in a spot where we couldn't really like buy it directly. So we might need to put a release on the agreement that we currently have or that you have signed between Zach, just because you're still technically in the binding agreement with the agent, and you know, just to like avoid I'd say since you're currently technically bound with the agreement with your agent, and I would say, like, we're unable to proceed due to this overlap.
Oh, okay. Because I guess what I'm looking at is that, so you're saying that's the only holdup with you all purchasing the house, is that?
That's right. I mean, I understand that it might be a bit confusing just because you have an agent and we still want to buy the property. But, I mean, so just I wanted to clarify that this step is necessary for us just to ensure that everything is aligned and we're not, you know, stepping on any legal toes. That we're still very interested, though, in the property, and we still wanted to check in with you periodically just to keep in touch and see if there's any developments. But it's just that, like, the only thing that's, like, keeping us from really buying it is You currently have like a binding agreement with your agent, which you know, puts us in a spot where we cannot really buy or purchase the property with you directly.
Okay. Now, if I release that agreement, because him and I had talked about it, because he said Zach had mentioned something about that. But the thing, when I first initially talked to Zach, he seemed like he, was okay with that part of it. I didn't know that that would be a contingency, and everything, because I've been kind of burned where someone said they're going to buy the property and then they don't buy it, So, that was one reason why with the having the realtor, deal with, that part
Got
of
it.
it and stuff and things. I mean, other words, if I was to sign the release with the realtor, how soon would you all be willing to close?
I understand. I mean, hey, there's no guarantee, but we still want to really buy the property. We still want to purchase it and then move forward with the deal. So,
Okay,
I'm
when you
not
say there's
sure.
no guarantee, what do you mean?
Like we want to buy it still. I mean, we're still very much interested. So I think if you want to work on like getting in touch with your agent and then, just trying to release that, just because that's the only thing why we cannot move forward with this deal.
Okay,
I
but
mean, we can
what
probably
I'm
work
asking,
something out.
yeah, that's what I'm saying. What I'm asking is, when would you all be able to close if I did that?
Well, right now, let me just pull something up
Okay,
on my
'cause there's
end.
nothing. The title is clean. I actually had someone who was supposed to get it on June 13th, because they signed the paperwork, but the funds never did come through. And the
Sorry
title,
about
everything,
that.
all that's been done.
That's when you were like with your agent, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, it looks like
Yeah,
we
'cause I
have
actually
it
had
for
a
like
settlement. I had a settlement office. And everything, who had done the paperwork. Seven Hills was theirs. No, mine's was Seven Hills and theirs was Mount View or something like that, I think it was. Or either mine's was Mount View, I can't remember. But I have it, the email and everything. So, I mean, everything was done. The only thing was the money needed to be transferred so that the deed could be, what is that, within 48
Transferred.
hours? Yeah,
Right.
transferred. Yeah, that was the
Okay.
only thing that needed to be done. There's no nothing on, the deed other than the fact of what I had shared with Zach, that the remaining amount of the mortgage amount.
Okay. Well, let me talk to that. I'm gonna do this. Andrea, let me go ahead and talk to Zach about this.
Okay, because
I
Josh had
wanna.
shared with me what Zach had said, but Zach didn't initially say that. Because I was forthcoming, and then you could look up the house and see that it's up under, a realtor anyway. But I
Right,
had
yes.
talked with them and they are, we have, talked about the release and everything, but I just need to know, in order to do that, are you all seriously, looking at buying it? And if so, I don't have no problem doing that paperwork today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me coordinate with Zach. We're
Okay.
gonna have a meeting in a few.
Okay.
So let, but it's gonna be a different meet. Let me just talk to him and then say either me or him will give you a call back.
Okay.
Are you usually available during this hour, or do you have like a preferred time that you want to do
No,
the
that's
call back?
fine. Yeah, no, that's fine. Other words, I mean, if you all are, seriously about buying it, because I have had, inquiries, and stuff too, but I also have an agreement, with you all and things. And if you all are seriously about buying it, then I will, speak with the realtor, because he had already mentioned it to me, which Zach hadn't mentioned that to me, other than the fact of when him and I initially talked. We talked about the fact that I did have a realtor, and that was the first day that I called, and everything. So that's, what I was looking at. But, I mean, if you all are seriously about, you know, buying it, and then if y'all can let me know when, that would be great. Because it is, you know, a property that's in need of care and, you know, and things like that. And it is, you know, something that I want to get rid of too, you know, as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's in a good neighborhood. It's in a good neighborhood, you know, it's in historic, you know, and it's near the downtown area where a lot of people are really, you know, trying to come in the area. So, you know, with businesses and everything. So it's in walking distance and bus distance, you know, or however, you know, the person, you know, transportation or whatever the case may be, and everything. So I hope, you know, that it would be something that y'all are still interested in.
Okay.
Yeah, and Zach said he was familiar with the property too.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Very familiar. I mean, let me ask you this, Andrea. If we say we're going to, like, you know, buy the property, is your agent, like, you know, willing to work on signing that release?
Yes.
Or?
Yes, him and I had talked about it, but the only thing that I was uncertain about is that, you know, if I let him go and then you all decide not to buy it, you see what I'm saying? You know, then I'm stuck. You know,
right.
And all I just need to feel confident that you all are seriously looking at buying the house. Yes. Yes.
Right.
Him and I had already talked because he said he had talked to Zach back, I guess, was it one day last week? Him and Zach had talked and everything. So, you know, and I guess Zach had told him, you know, about releasing me from that. And then he's talked to, you know, his agency and everything, and him and I have talked, you know, and everything, but I didn't think I would have to, you know, do that. But again, if that's, you know, if it's concrete that you all are going to buy it, you know, and everything, then certainly, you know, he said he would do the release.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
It's a difficult situation that you're in, Andrea, but.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and check. I mean, I understand the position
mm-hmm.
that you're in. I hear you. You just
mm-hmm.
want a guarantee. So
yes.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure that you all are, you know, sincere about buying it. Because otherwise, I saw your ad
right.
on TV, you know, and that's what prompted me to call, you know, and everything. And so, you know, that's, you know, I'm hoping that you all will. And everything. And like I said, Zach said he was familiar with the house as well as the area. So with that part, I'm hoping that y'all will. And I have no problem with, I've already talked with, you know, the realtor and everything. And him and I have already talked about how to, you know, to come out of it and stuff as well. So.
Right. If I might ask, like, is there a
mm-hmm.
lockbox on the property, Andrea, in case you want
yes.
to see it? Like,
yes.
There is
a lockbox
okay.
on it. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think I've got all the info that I need. I'm going to go ahead and talk to Zach, and I'll call you, or it's maybe him who will call you, and
okay.
Let's see how do we go from there.
Okay. All right, then.
Okay. Well, and, thank you, Bear.
But you are still interested in buying the house. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, ma'am. My initial...
Oh, okay.
Actually is to, you know,
mm-hmm.
have the release of agreement really signed when I initially called, but we wanted to still check with you periodically because, you know, we're still interested in purchasing the property.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the thing that's holding us back is really the binding agreement that you have with the agent.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. All right. And now, may I ask what would be the hold up because the agent is on there? Is that just because of what he's paid, the 3%, or how does that come out of the money that I'm receiving, or is that coming out of the money that I guess you all are doing? Is that what the issue is?
Right. Well, I think
mm-hmm.
that's like part of the issue. It's you're contracted, and we wanted to
mm-hmm.
purchase the property directly from you.
Mm-hmm.
That means that we're going to take care of all the closing costs,
mm-hmm.
no agent commission or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Now, I'm just trying to understand, you know, that part of it and everything. But I guess, Now, with that being said, like I said, he is able to, we are able to sign the agreement and everything. Now, I guess, again, if you can stress, the fact that I am, in hopes that, you all will purchase it if I do that. Is that correct? In saying that? Oh, okay. Okay. Now, I just want to make sure I'm understanding
Of course.
everything. And everything. So what typically is y'all's closing, if you don't mind me asking, if say for instance, if this wasn't, the ideal, other words, if the realtor is not in there, what normally is your closing date on this?
So it would really, really depend. 'Cause what I have here, it looks like Zach closed the agreement with you, and he gave you like a 30-day closing period. So supposed to be we're gonna close on August the 30th. If we're gonna, buy the property, that means end of month. We're gonna go ahead and start the title, of course, on our end, open the escrow, and all of just that like back end things that we need to. Of course, we're also going to do the inspection. That means that we're going to physically go to the property and check it out. And
Okay, so
then
you all don't buy the property as is, because that's what I understood
we
the
do.
commercial.
We do.
Oh, okay. I
We
was
just
just
wanted to like
wondering.
see. Yes. Usually, if we have it under contract, we still want to see the property after we got it under contract. And then just like what I said, open the escrow and all of that legal things, and then we can close it as early as 30 days. That is the usual process, but it really depends since this property is vacant and there's no like, you're not living in the property, it's not occupied, no tenants in place, then it's clear, it's vacant, so like that's one advantage I would say.
Because he
So I
told
mean
me that it's
for
possible that you all can close sooner than the 30, than the 30th is what I understood. Because I do go
it
on
is.
vacation. Yeah, I do go on vacation at the end of the month and everything. So I was kind of hoping to be able to do whatever. Now, do you all do everything via email and telephone, or do I come to an office, or how does that?
Usually for the closing, you have to like meet our attorneys and then do the like an in-person signature. Like we usually meet at the closing, but aside from that, anything else are usually done like over the phone and also via email.
Okay. All right. 'Cause now like I said, I will be out of town that last week, so is it possible, once you all receive the release and everything, is it possible to get an earlier closing date?
It is possible, but I don't want to like really promise anything at the moment, just because you'll have to check the funds with the bank and those things. But it is possible. So, I mean, like what I said, talk to Zach
Wait a minute, I'm
and
sorry. It
see.
kind of cut. I couldn't hear you. I apologize. It cut. Seemed like it was a drop or something.
No, I mean,
What did
I
you
was just
say?
saying that I'm gonna talk to Zach, and I'm gonna let him know that you spoke with your realtor, and I mean, you just wanted to get a guarantee that we're gonna buy the property, and your realtor is willing to work with you on releasing that contract that you currently have with you. So I'll
Because he said that he was willing to work with whatever, because he knows I want to sell it, and things, too, as well, and things. And but like I said again, I just want to make sure, that I'm not stepping out of something and then y'all
right.
be stuck, so. And that's not by any means trying to be funny or
No, I
argumentative in any way.
understand.
So I hope you're not taking it in that way. This is the first time that I've ever sold a house. This was the first one that I had, and that was through marriage and things. But a lot of things couldn't be done until the other person, which unfortunately passed away. So that's how, yeah, there's nobody linked to it anymore. So I have a little bit more freedom to do stuff. But at the same time, it didn't allow me to be able to do the things that I wanted to do. And stuff, but again, like I said, I appreciate whatever you all can do, and things. And I just went based solely on, you know, seeing your commercial on TV. So, you know, that's how I call and everything. So, but I appreciate whatever you can do, Alex, and things. And you all just tell me what I need to do, and I'll, you know, get that process done.
Absolutely. Alrighty, well, I think I'll talk to you soon, but
okay.
I appreciate you returning my call.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, I appreciate it, too, and things, and but like I said, I'm hoping to hear good news and everything and things, but I'll be available. It was just I had meetings this morning and
right.
everything, but I'll be available the rest of the afternoon.
Awesome, okay. Well, thank you very much, Andrea, for... Give me a call again. We'll definitely talk to you soon.
Okay, then. And thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.